Today we have one of the Lord's miracles, the curing of the man with the withered hand. And the Pharisees were trying to trap the Lord. They wanted him arrested. They wanted him put to death. They wanted to get rid of him. And they were looking for any way that they could get evidence that he was violating their laws and traditions. And so it says they were watching him closely to see if he would cure this man on the Sabbath. In other words, would he violate the Sabbath? They were always looking for things to trap the Lord. So it says today in the gospel that the Lord went into the synagogue and there was a man there who had a withered hand. And it says the Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. So what's interesting is that the Lord did not do this miracle off to the side where nobody could see. He called the man up in front. He called him out of the pew or benches and he brought him up in front of everyone just to make it public, to show everyone what he was going to do. And so he used this as a teaching moment among the Pharisees, among his apostles, among everyone that was there. And he says to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" See, even in their own teachings, they allowed, if somebody had a very severe illness, they could go to the doctor, they could be treated if it was a life-threatening illness or disease. Now, the withered hand doesn't qualify for that kind of an illness. But it was commonly understood that if a person, let's say, had a lamb that fell into a pit, yes, they could save the animal's life on the Sabbath day. That was allowed. Every farmer knew that. And even the Pharisees knew that there were certain exceptions to this very strict regulation of no work on the Sabbath. Now, of course, the Pharisees had taken it to the extreme, and they had made it a ridiculous thing to follow this their version of understanding of doing absolutely no work on the Sabbath. So the Lord here is showing that it is fine to do an act of charity, an act of kindness, an act of healing on the Sabbath. See, they had become so wrapped up in their legalism and in their law that they missed out on the dignity of the human person and the great blessing of doing an act of kindness or an act of charity. And so Jesus calls the man up in front. He asks the Pharisees this question, you know, can we do good on the Sabbath? And says they remained silent. They would not speak because they knew that an act of kindness would be allowed, an act of charity would be allowed, except in their version of interpretation, they were not willing to say that. And it says something interesting. Jesus looked at them with two emotions, with two qualities. He looked at them with anger and he looked at them with grief because of their hardness of heart. Anger shows divine justice. Grief shows divine love. So he was grieved. He had mercy upon them, but he was also angry that these leaders of the people had misinterpreted and added so many of their own laws and regulations. And so he was angry with them. And it shows that there is a just anger. Now, there's also the sin of anger, which, of course, the Lord could never commit. But there is a righteous indignation, a righteous anger that Jesus had. And we sometimes need to have this as well, righteous anger over certain things. But he also had grief in his heart. He had this compassion, this mercy, this love for them. And it says he was distraught because of their hardness of heart, that these religious leaders had closed their heart and misunderstood God's law. And so Jesus says to the man, "Stretch out your hand." Notice Jesus himself doesn't do any work. He just says, "Stretch out your hand." He doesn't make a mud paste with, you know, and put it on the man. He doesn't do anything that would seem to be a kind of work. He just says, he speaks, "Stretch out your hand." So he does, and as he does, it must have been amazing to see this withered hand became perfectly cured in front of everyone. And now this man, of course, was He could go back to work. He could have his dignity again. He could get a job. There were so many blessings that had just come to him. So the Pharisees should have rejoiced that this man was now restored and made whole. But instead, because of their hardness of heart, their pride, it says they went out and they took counsel with the Herodians, their enemies. But notice they came together, these two enemies like Pontius Pilate and Herod came together to destroy Jesus. So the Pharisees and the Herodians, who were normally at odds with each other, came together to try to put the Lord to death.